Snoopy, Charlie Brown.
Go ahead, John.
Roger, the EVA preparation is complete.
Okay, good show.
Charlie Brown, Houston. We're concerned about this yaw bias in the limb and apparent slippage of the docking ring. We'd like you to disable and keep disabled all roll jets until after undocking, over. And our undocking attitude, we will not maneuver to the undocking attitude. Just hold what we got, over.
Roger, okay, fine.
And Snoop, we got 3 minutes, 50 seconds to LOS, over.
Roger, 350 to LOS.
And we'll see both Snoop and Charlie Brown at 98-25.
All righty.
Okay, Charlie Brown and Snoop, 3 minutes going over the hill. You're go for undocking, and we'll see you around the other side.
Roger.
Roger.
Snoop, correction, Charlie Brown, Houston, prior to undocking, if it is apparent that the limb has, interface has slipped around to about 6 degrees, do not undock, and let's come around again and look at it, over.
Roger.
Charlie, let him know it's 3.5 now.
Roger, your yaw bias right now, the slippage is 3.5 degrees right now, so about double what you got, and if it goes that far, do not undock, over.
Roger. Oh, sir, I stopped maneuvering. Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 97 hours, 39 minutes. We have lost signal as Apollo 10 goes behind the moon. Due to reacquire Apollo 10 at 98 hours, 25 minutes, 42 seconds. during the early part of this 11th revolution, just after AOS, the crewmen were attempting hatch integrity tests on both Charlie Brown and Snoopy. Found they were unable to vent the tunnel due to a problem in a vent valve in the top of the Charlie Brown. We passed up a procedure which in effect was to reduce the pressure in Snoopy to 3.5 pounds per square inch through the forward hatch, through the Snoopy's forward hatch, bleeding off the pressure through that hatch. This in turn pulled the pressure down in the tunnel, giving a delta P or differential in pressure between the two of 1.5 pounds per square inch. In this way we were able to check and verify the hatch integrity for Charlie Brown. Tom Stafford and Gene Cernan then repressurized Snoopy and verified the hatch integrity for that spacecraft. The K factor, about which you heard considerable conversation, is timing information for the abort guidance system, the secondary guidance system in the lunar module. We passed up an undocking time of 98 hours, 22 minutes. That's just a couple of minutes prior to acquisition of signal on the next revolution, the 12th revolution. We passed up a separation time of 98 hours, 47 minutes, 16 seconds. The separation maneuver will be performed by Charlie Brown 2.5 feet per second radially down with the RCS thrusters. Puts the vehicle in the mini football, starting the separation for the rendezvous. You heard Gene Cernan calling out the checklist for Tom Stafford during the reaction control system checkout, both cold and hot firings and pressurization of that system. And Tom's report was that the thrusters are nice and crisp, and he thinks they're in good shape. We've given Charlie Brown and Snoopy a go for undocking. And along toward the end of this pass, you may have heard John Young report that EVA preparations were complete. There's no extravehicular activity planned, of course, on this mission, but these preparations are done for contingency EVAs, which would be the only method that Tom Stafford and Gene Cernan would have to get back to the command module in case it was impossible to dock the two vehicles. And just before we lost signal, we informed the crew that there was a bias of about 3.5 degrees in the docking interface. We asked them to keep a look at it, and if this interface slipped to 6 degrees, to not undock, to stay docked until they came back in acquisition. This is Mission Control, Houston, at 97 hours, 44 minutes. We will pass on the information about the start of the change of shift news conference as soon as it's available. This is Apollo Control at 97 hours, 59 minutes. We're 26 minutes away from acquisition of Apollo 10, which time we will begin the very busy rendezvous sequence, starting with undocking and separation. Because of the busy schedule to come And because the flight director on the preceding shift would like to stay in the control center for some time during the early portion of the rendezvous procedure, decision has been made to cancel the change of shift news conference that had been scheduled for approximately 1 o'clock or 1:30. There will not be a change of shift news conference at this time. This is Mission Control, Houston. We'll find out at acquisition how this undocking went. We'll stand by here live to pick up the first communication. Madrid has acquisition now. We'll wait for a good lockup, see whether he comes into acquisition with the television camera on or not.
We got him right away, Tom.
Hello, Snoop. How you doing?
Hi, Snoop on high gain. How you reading us?
Bye-bye. I mean.
All right, reading you loud and clear. We're about 30 or 40 feet away from him, been station keeping for about 5-10 minutes here.
Roger, could you give us poo and data? We got a load for you, and you're ready to copy some pads.
I sure am. Let me give you poo and data. And I'm ready to copy.
Roger, Gino, it's DOI's first pad, and we got three pads for you, starting with DOI. I'll read them all through all of them, and then you can read me back, okay? Okay, it's DOI 0-9-0-9-4-6-0-0-8-9-er minus 0-0-6-9-er-9-er plus all balls minus 0-0-1-3-8 Delta VR 0-0-7-1-3-0-2-7 three balls, 2-7-5, minus 0-0-6-9-er-8, plus all balls, minus 0-0-1-4-4, Coast Star is Scorpi Delta, minus 0-2-3, minus 146, CSI time 103.4534, TPI time 105.2101, with an N equal to 1. Phasing pad is next if you're ready to copy, over.
Roger, I'm ready to copy. Go ahead with phasing.
Roger. 100 58 2520 plus 0.
Charlie?
Go ahead.
Okay, John said he's not reading you. While I'm copying this, he said he's got a picture of the limb if you want to look at it on TV.
We have it, Gino. We're ready to continue with Noun 81 if you're ready.
I'm ready to copy. Go ahead.
Plus 01666 plus all balls minus 00594 01769 040 three balls 255 Noun 86 is plus 01675 plus all balls minus 00568 and COAS star is Libra Alpha. That's Libra Alpha plus 004 minus 119. Okay, you're 100 degree east time.
AOT breaker in time.
Your 100 degree east time is 3331. Your phasing delta is minus 5 seconds, 05 seconds. Sight 2 time is 1030. Over.
Okay, Charlie, I got everything except Delta VX on Noun 81.
Roger. Delta VX on Noun 81 is plus 01666. And I got a PDI abort pad if you'll just stand by. Over.
I'm waiting for you.
Roger. Let me try to raise Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown, Houston. Over. Charlie Brown, Houston, over.
Houston, this is Snoop. He's reading you loud and clear.
Roger. He's copying the pads in. We're not reading him at all, Snoop. And I'm ready with the PDI abort pad if you're ready to copy, over.
Okay. Okay, PDI abort, go ahead.
100 43 45 50 plus 00931 plus all balls plus 3 balls 1.1 00931 a burn time is 022 3 balls 283 plus 00931 plus 00000 plus 3 balls 22 NA on the rest of the pad. Thrust profile is 15 seconds at 10% and then manually throttle to full thrust until completion. CSI time 101.4425. TPI time 103.2225 with an N equal to 1, and I'm standing by for your readback. And Snoop, you got your computer back. We're through with the load.
Okay, Charlie, here they... Roger, thank you. Here they come at you. DOI is 099-46-0089-er. Minus 0069-er, plus all balls, minus 00138. 00713-027, 3 balls, 275. 986 is minus 00698, plus all balls, minus 00144. Short by Delta, minus 023 and minus 146.
Go.
Phasing is 10058252 0. Are you with me?
Go.